Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Freedom!
Wow.
What is that?
What was
I don't
happening?
Know. I'm hearing
that was
an
different.
Echo. Interesting. Hi, everyone. Welcome
that was
to Freedom.
Spooky.
That certainly was something.
Some spooky shit. Welcome to a very special Halloween episode.
Yes.
A few months early, maybe.
It's Halloween in spring. We do this every year. Everyone loves it. As soon as the weather turns warm, put on your heaviest
your
costume.
With cloaks on cloaks.
Yes. Put shit on your face.
Cloaks on cloaks on cloaks.
Gets cloaks all the way down.
I want to know who the oldest and youngest listeners of Threedom are.
Yes.
Lauren has a survey. Is it time for
a
Threedom
survey?
Are you an old? Let us know.
I want there to be someone who is in their 90s who listens to Threedom, loves
you,
it.
Do you fart dust?
Do you fart dust? Yuck.
You say yuck?
Wow.
You say yuck?
That's where Laura draws the line.
That was inappropriate. I did not like that. That was gross.
Can I say something happened before we started rolling that I did not care for?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Scott said just before he pushed record, he said, do we have any topics now?
No,
We've never done that before.
You do know we don't ever have topics.
I know, but...
No, but even when we're talking, we don't have topics.
I know.
There's never a topic.
But see, now we've turned this into a topic, so it did its job.
Wow.
Yes, of course, because I got scared.
I do have a topic.
Sometimes we come with something we want to talk about.
I've got a couple topics, actually.
But we never discuss that.
No, we've never discussed that.
We always keep that inside.
I'm sorry I've ever brought it up.
It was inappropriate for you to
suggest. Wait, let me do the jingle for Lauren.
Okay.
Topics.
Oh, that's right.
Get out of the way. She's got something to say. It's time for Lauren's topics.
Thank you. Okay. On today's topics,
She's reading from her phone. You wrote these down.
This is a true segment.
On today's topics, I would like to refer to the Freedom USA Instagram page where Scott made an announcement this week.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Yes.
Which one of you jerks did this?
What are you talking about?
So, Scott.
Scott.
For anyone who doesn't follow or use Instagram, I just want to explain what it is. It's a hot
for
pink.
For Dionne Warwick.
She's on Twitter. She's probably on Instagram.
She's on Instagram. She wanted to talk to somebody, the person who owns Instagram, because she had a question.
Do you know how
hard it is to get in touch with Instagram? Oh my God. Well, okay. Scott put a hot pink background and he wrote, just to get everyone's attention, and he wrote, I just wanted to say thanks for following us. It means so much to me. I love you all so much. Love, Scott, period.
I thought that was so nice.
I thought it was so nice when I saw it, and I was like, this is so kind and sweet, because we do love you all so much, but I liked that it was just from Scott. And, and it wasn't an April Fool's joke. It was a couple days before April Fool's.
He was letting the mask down a little bit. And, you know, because Scott is there's a softie in there.
So there's some comments. I just wanted to kind of like share.
I love that. A lot of people knew it was one of you guys, and then there are people who genuinely were touched by this.
So I just wanted to read some of the nice comments.
I love the people that were like detectives, like, it sounds like Lauren, but it could be Paul.
Well, yeah,
I like people who were like, I don't know if Scott wrote this. Like, have you heard the show? Okay, so some people I just wanted to share some of the nice comments we got.
Great.
Jordan Bailey says, we love you too, Scott.
Aww. Now it makes me wish I did write it.
Well. Small Joshman said,
so, wait a minute.
Twice if
small Joshman.
Smalley.
Is that Joshman. Our Josh?
Blink twice if you're being held hostage.
Oh,
look
sweet.
At my plants. I'm not here for you, Scott. Wow. Hmm. That's mean.
Huh.
But they said, kidding, or am I?
I'm not looking at those plants regardless.
Peter Papowski said, Scott, we love you.
So wait a minute. If I'm nice, then people are nice back?
Yeah.
So oh my God.
We love you too.
This is a revelation.
Archmark wrote, we love you too. Little Miss Birdie changed. Wrote, we love you too, Scotty Ox.
Oh, Little Miss Birdie.
So what? It was you, Lauren.
My Life wrote, I love you too, Lauren, pretending to be Scott. Thank you. Okay. Yes. I honestly wrote that and then I just laughed in my bed for like 10 minutes.
She said it to me and then I laughed in my bed for 10
minutes. I laughed too. I thought it was great.
I was just like crying. I don't even know why I did it. And I just couldn't stop laughing.
I don't even think I caught up to it for
I was hoping you
a few
wouldn't
days
see
or
it.
Something.
Then I saw Kulop liked it, and then I thought that was really funny.
It was a good laugh. I enjoyed it.
And then the comments rolling in, I was like crying at the comments because like some of them were just sincere and some were funny. And then I even thought the genuine ones were being funny because I'm sure they got it. So then I was just, that was making me laugh.
It was a nice mixed bag.
I just loved it. I loved the whole experience.
Well, I do love them.
That was
love
normal.
Is an emotion.
You know, I would call my dad every year on Father's Day and on his birthday, and we would have
those should be combined into one.
If you're a father, Father's Day is now your birthday.
That seems a lot easier. Well, yeah, my dad's birthday is pretty soon after Father's Day. And it's always such a
bummer.
It's hard to give a gift to a dad. I think gifts
should be abolished as well.
Some cologne and a race car bottle.
My dad, I mean, I feel like I just get him like, I mean, I'm getting a little more creative now, but it feels like when I was growing up, it was like, what do you get your dad?
It's like sex toys.
Here's why I would call him.
I never got him a gift. Well, when I was a little kid, probably I did.
Yeah.
But I would call him to have an awkward conversation with this weird man.
And what was your dad's personality?
Zero.
What would he say on the phone? Like, hi, Paul.
Oh, it was just, hi. It was awkward.
Hi,
it was
son.
Just awkward. It was like pulling
teeth.
Did he
say son?
He would call me son, yeah. Yeah. And it all led up to me saying, I love you at the end. Oof. And then wondering what he was going to say back.
Yeah. And what were some options? Like just nothing?
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Oh.
That probably means I love you.
Did he love you?
I'm going to say probably yes. He did say it one time. Oh. And I was totally unprepared for it because I had friends in the house and it was Father's Day. I was like, oh, shit, I got to call my dad. And I called him and had the awkward conversation. Then I said, I love you, Dad. And he said, well, I love you, too. And then I was like, oh,
now I'm going to cry.
Yes, and there's people here.
Wow. Well, that definitely.
So he did.
He just couldn't say it.
There was one year where he loved me.
He couldn't say it.
He couldn't. He was from a different time.
He's from a different time when they didn't say those kinds of things.
Was it truly like, what's the cutoff for people who would never, like age cutoff of the generation who fathers would never say I love you? That is a thing, isn't it?
I don't think it depends on your generation. I think it depends on how you were raised.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it was but I do think that it was probably more common. My dad was greatest generation.
Yeah.
And it was probably more common. I also think that there's a gender thing where he could probably say it more easily to my sisters than to me and my brothers.
Right, yeah.
But it's weird to think that there's still people out there now, like people like our age that can't do that.
Yeah.
That can't say I love you to their son.
That's interesting.
Yeah, my father.
Because of where or how they were raised.
Well, there definitely are tons of people like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do feel like we, and I want to hear what you're going to say, but I do feel like we live in a in a community of people who are more open about feelings.
As the Joker said, we live in a society.
He did. He said it in the Snyder Cut trailer, but not in the movie.
Is that true?
Well, there was just too much good stuff to put in the movie, so they had to put some in the trailer.
It's like he's trolling people by putting that in a trailer when he has no intention of putting it in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I did think it was funny that instantly people started sharing George Costanza gifts.
I was just going to say that I think I noticed, especially on the day of trans, is it
awareness? Trans visibility?
Yes, visibility day. That a lot of my comedian, like improviser friends who are men who are older than me were posting about it. And I thought this is so cool because this is like I just thought, like, yeah, you should. But I also was going, I bet you there's so many men of that age who would not post something like this.
Yeah.
And so I feel really grateful to be in a community of people who are, like, you know, cool and aware and, like, you know, it's not even progressive.
Don't
it's
say
just,
woke. Don't say woke.
I certainly wouldn't say that. I don't use that word, but
you use the Great Awakening, don't you?
Woke has been ruined in any context forever.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know, and I also
by everyone.
Well, I also think the word was appropriated.
Take anything, yeah. Fake news, woke, whatever, turn it into an insult, and then it just ruins it forever.
Do you know, I was very embarrassed, and Lauren, I want to hear what you have to say, but I was very embarrassed recently because the phrase lives rent-free in my head has been co-opted by bad people to mean the absolute opposite of what it's supposed to mean.
So what is it? What is what? Explain.
It's supposed to be positive. It's like something that you love thinking about that lives rent-free in my head.
It started as positive?
Yes.
Never
and of course it comes from the African-American community.
Yeah,
and
then white people ruin everything.
Like white Republicans took it to mean like, you think about Trump all the time. He lives rent-free in your head.
Oh, interesting.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
I hate us.
I'd like to pay rent to things like that.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, you were just saying that there's probably men your age who are like afraid to say I love you. But I feel like I was just thinking, like, looking at our community, it's pretty cool. Like, I feel like I also just wonder if that's an improviser trait. Like, I was looking at these posts that I was seeing and I was thinking, like, wow, these people are like awesome. And like, I don't know. Do you know where I'm going with this? Like,
yeah, no,
I
totally. Yeah,
I was just.
Well, especially when you're in comedy and everything is like.
So everyone's so afraid to be earnest.
Yeah, everyone's doing bits. Doing bits backstage and not having like real conversations usually with people.
I do think that probably over the last year.
That's a helicopter. I know.
He's looking for someone. He's looking for someone. He's looking for someone. Helicopter.
I do think that, especially over the last year, people are probably more comfortable with being sincere. Because,
I do think that too. Yeah.
You know, it's just like we've had a lot of time to look inward.
Yeah.
And also realize what's important, and you know, maybe that's coming to sharper focus for a lot of us.
Your dad was in the Greatest Generation.
Yeah.
What is the definition of that? The people who went to World War II?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
So your dad was in World War II?
Yes, he was.
What did he do?
He fought in the Pacific in the Navy.
My grandpa was too. He was a pilot.
Everybody's grandpa.
Hey,
and my dad.
I'm sorry.
But I was, you know, one of the youngest in my family.
Right, yes, that's why.
My parents were always so much older than everybody else. And routinely people thought my parents were my grandparents.
Wow.
That's going to happen to me.
No.
I'm resigned to it. My dad was in the Vietnam War. Doom, 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 doom. First
one pill makes you sleepy.
One pill makes you awake. Caffeine pills, baby.
He told me, I asked him like stories about the war a couple of years ago when we were on a really long road trip. A lot like Eric Andre's
so, like,
bad
you were,
trip.
Like, you were like 5 hours and you're like, all right, tell me about the war.
All right, fine. He flew.
How many people have you killed?
Oh my god! Did he? Oh no!
Maybe I don't know.
That's what's so crazy about war. I'm not
well,
being serious.
He flew helicopters.
You know what? That's the crazy part about war.
I mean, it's like horrifying.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't on the gun turret. He was like flying.
Yeah.
So I think he probably didn't, but he did say that he came face to face with people with like a machine gun or something pointed right at him.
Oh my god.
And they fired and it like jammed or something, and then he was able to like soar above it or whatever.
He was flying.
They shot a gun at him.
Oh my god.
So he was like, that's the closest.
That's,
I think,
terrifying.
But yeah.
I really think that we should still have wars, but they should be
hell yeah.
They should be fought entirely by robots.
Yeah,
that would be nice
in a designated area.
Boxing
and make it fun. Well, I think they can shoot each other and blow each other up.
Well, sure, but
no one else
they're
is
like
around.
Boxing gloves fly off. They're like missiles. They are disconnected from their wrists.
I just feel like no matter how much I think about war, I still have the mentality of like my 5-year-old self where I'm just like, why are we doing that?
War was stupid and people are stupid and love means nothing.
What's that?
It's a culture club song that was so
I like
bad.
It.
Like,
what is it? War is stupid.
Well, war is stupid. It's called the war song, and it's just so terrible.
War song?
Yeah, it's so bad.
It sounds dumb.
And
but
love
I
means
like
nothing
in some strange reason or something like that.
Yeah, it's just so weird to like fight over territory. It's like, what?
But
you literally are going to die.
If it was robot wars, right?
No, I like it being robots.
Then it would be.
And it was settled by the robots.
Yes. Then it would be, and everyone had to abide by it. It would be like sports. It would be like fun for the world where it's like, well, you lost. So we get this land.
Right.
For like this amount of time or whatever.
But isn't war about oppression?
Not
necessarily land.
But it is.
But when the robots are doing it, it's going to be about land.
Yeah, it's part of it. But yeah,
you gather the land and oppress the people. I don't know that. Look, I'm not saying war is great. I'm just saying I don't think it's all about oppression.
It would be a lot more fun. Yeah,
I just think robots could really do it well.
I think robots. This is their chance to shine.
But here, but
make them fight each other, not us.
What if the giant robots? And I'm assuming they're giant.
I wasn't even thinking that.
But they're fighting.
Are you talking about Gundams?
What if suddenly a Titan emerges?
I hope I'm using that right.
What if a Titan emerges from the water like a Godzilla type? Yeah, a kaiju. Can they fight in the war? I mean, they're just as big as the robots. Can we then enlist them to fight in the war if they're willing?
What side are they on?
Well, that's
just God. I'm trying to talk real stuff, and you're living in a fantasy land.
I started watching Godzilla versus Kong, and
King Kong to you.
Well, absolutely. And you know, it's fun,
Your Majesty.
I was enjoying myself. The only thing was, I felt like Kong looks more real than Godzilla. I was buying it more.
Maybe
then when Godzilla was flying through the
hair.
Water, I was going, I don't know about that.
Well, because King Kong is just a bigger version of a thing that actually exists.
Yeah.
And Godzilla is like
a made-up thing.
He's a made-up thing.
But I also just have always loved practical effects. Like, I feel like if it was just like just a less amazing shot of Godzilla, but he was real looking.
Mm-hmm.
Just like sinisterly floating through the water.
Like just like, that head with an open mouth that can't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, and not to bring up a sore subject because you're not in the franchise anymore, but
I'm still in the franchise actually, just not
not continuing
currently.
With it. But Jurassic Park.
My character was not declared dead.
My character's alive and can come back at any time. I'm just putting it out there.
Sure.
Yeah.
But in Jurassic Park, that's why they made a bunch of the dinosaurs. They made the giant dinosaur, and then they mixed it with CGI footage,
and that's so, cool.
so that it would trick you.
It's
all the
a great
time.
Blend.
That's why.
But when
it's
you're watching
good.
Godzilla and Kong, it's just like, all right, I'm watching a cartoon. Whatever.
I know that's I still think it's fun, but
it's fun, but it doesn't have.
I just
impact.
Go, I'm not scared in the way that I want to be. Like I would be more scared if I.
That's how I feel about the Marvel movies. Is that the big, I could be wrong, but I feel like the big draw of those things is the crazy action. And knowing that it's all just CGI, I don't care. It doesn't do anything.
Sometimes
for me.
I think for the Marvel movies, the draw isn't the action, it's the stuff around the action. But I know what you mean, because if you're just looking at Iron Man flying around and it is a cartoon, battling Spider-Man, that's why they consciously go inside Iron Man's suit to see Robert Downey Jr.'s head, and they always have Spider-Man taking off his mask because the human factor of it is the stuff that engages audiences, not the cartoon. But, you know, if something's just purely a cartoon like The Incredibles, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you watch the Tina Turner documentary?
Yes.
So good.
God,
you watch it?
I want to see Tina Turner versus Godzilla versus Kong.
The documentary
versus Alien versus
so
Pharaoh.
Good.
It's amazing.
Versus Alien.
Can you
versus
imagine her? Being at one of those shows like in the 60s?
Oh my God. I was like, she is just a rock star.
I really was like, I wanted to, hear her story because she's such a fascinating person.
Yeah.
But there was part of me was like, can we just watch this concert?
Oh my God. I know. Every concert like performance they showed was amazing.
Unbelievable.
I don't think I would have liked to have been there because now I'd be old as shit.
So if you had been there,
you
could have been there in the 80s and be your same age.
Oh, that's true. No, I wasn't allowed at concerts then.
Oh, why?
Oh, because they're sinful.
They had a picture of you on the wall and said, he can't come in.
Do not admit.
No, I wasn't. In 1985, when I was 15, that was the first concert I was ever allowed to go
to. What'd you go
to? Oingo Boingo at the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater. You can watch it on YouTube. I was there.
And so we can
see
you.
Are you there? Can we see you?
No, you can't see me. It's just
I'm not going to watch it then.
No, it's a fun show.
I just want to
watch
see you.
The whole concert of Oingo Boingo.
Why were you forbidden to go to the concerts? Drugs.
And unsafe environments,
mosh pits.
Well, 15 is young to go by yourself.
Music is sinful. Devil music.
Yes. They did allow me to buy records, but like when they heard that I was buying Prince's Purple Rain, they shut it down.
Prince is too much.
When they searched my room they found Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, which has like all these pictures of dicks in it.
Is that what the Pleasure Dome is?
I think it is a place where like there are a lot of dicks.
Exhausted thinking about your parents trying to like keep you from all the fun.
Yeah,
like I'm like just let them
it just
fun.
Makes you more that, fascinated with it.
Yeah,
that was the benefit of being part of a big family and
lower.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I had no curfew or anything.
What was your first concert? I'm sure we've talked about this.
My first concert, I believe, was the band Squeeze.
Playing
at my friend's college. I'm going to say this was right before Hourglass.
Yeah.
Hourglass
and that's Cosi Fan Tutti Frutti. No. That's Sweets from a Stranger.
Sweets from a Stranger.
Yes.
I think my first concert
take
was
it to the bridge,
really
throw it
not
overboard,
cool.
See if you can swim back into the shore.
I'm pretty sure my first one was Dispatch. Do you remember that band?
Oh, yeah.
No.
They were like
Lou De Palma was
they
the
were like
man?
they were in the vein of OAR.
I'm trying to do the taxi thing, but I can't remember it.
Do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do
do do do do do Well, I really wanted to see John Mayer, but I didn't. I was obsessed with John Mayer. But
he told you about your body and what a wonder it was.
Well, when that album came out, honestly, that was like all my friends were like, this is the most romantic person. Like,
what
it
if
was
he
like,
was like, your body is a wonderland, except your pussy?
I won't touch it. And I don't go down on anyone. It's like, oh, okay.
At our wedding, we had a DJ.
Ours?
Remember when the three of us
got
married?
Yeah, and we had that DJ, and he played that song.
We made several playlists for the different. Oh no! We don't have a song for this.
We're bigamists.
Sirens, sirens. What's gonna happen when they get there?
Great! I like that.
Sirens. What's gonna happen when they get there?
That's great. Good.
Thank you.
But so we had all these playlists. All the DJ had to do was just press play and step away.
Just press play.
Yeah.
And at one point, of course, like right after the ceremony, you have to do photos.
Yeah.
And that always takes longer than you think. So our cocktail.
You've really been trained to say that.
Our cocktail playlist ran out. And so he started playing his own music.
Oh, good.
And
oh, no.
Jessica Chaffin, our friend Jessica Chaffin.
Who I think is so great at.
Yes.
I actually was just the other day saying to Arden, I was like, I want Rana to be real. I feel like Rana is.
She's pretty much real.
I feel that too, but I'm like, I love listening to Rana so much that I'm like, this is a real person.
Yes. And so this real person came up to Janie because the DJ had started playing Your Body is a Wonderland.
Oh, no.
And Jessica, and I'm sure you can picture her doing this.
Excuse me.
She goes up to Janie and says, did you want him to play this?
Did you desire
him to play this?
Was this part of your plan?
I love it. And then they turn it off?
Yes. I think.
Like your record scratch right in the middle.
Honestly, I don't remember. I think we're like, who cares?
This is how we do it. No, yeah. that was how we felt. I told you about the our DJ playing Celebration.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And we just, it was such a bone of contention for me that I expressly said to the DJs, never play Kool & the Gang Celebration.
Yeah.
That when he started playing it, we, at that point, so much had gone wrong. And yet we had pulled off a good wedding that we just started laughing.
You just have
like,
to.
Well, that's just funny. That's just a herald at that point.
Sure. And Kumar. Don't leave him out.
When I got married the first time, my rule was they could not play Brown Eyed Girl. I really hate that song.
I had that too.
Really?
And ding, Janie ding, was ding, ups, ding, not ding, upset, ding, but she was ding, disappointed.
Yeah, well, she has brown eyes too.
She has brown eyes.
I don't have brown eyes, but it's not why I don't want to hear it. I think I just hate that song.
It's played out.
It doesn't excite me.
You know what?
Me.
I think it probably was played out, but I got into a Van Morrison kick just in time for him to be a weirdo.
Oh my God, I know.
And I got all of his records and I plopped that one on. I hadn't heard it in years since like my 20s when I thought it was all played out. It sounds good.
No,
his music is fantastic.
That stuff is great.
I'm saying Brown Eyed Girl specifically.
You know, it does, absolutely. But I feel like I would be fine never hearing it again.
Sure, but yeah. That's how I felt. But I'm saying, like, take 20 years off.
I'm saying I can't live your life. This is a real you guys, Varsity
take it to
Blues
the bridge.
Situation.
Throw it over
guys,
the
wrestle into the pool.
Back up to the shore.
I
want you to wrestle in the pool is what I said.
Van Morrison's been
with hot oil.
Get in the pool, pour hot oil in there too.
It just will lay on the top of the water.
Then put salt and pepper in there.
And boil it up.
Van Morrison's been a weirdo for a very long time, and I have.
What did he recently do?
He recorded an anti-vax anthem,
anti-lockdown anthem with Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton claim that he didn't know what it was about?
I think you and I were talking about this, and I.
That's hilarious. It's like a poem that he didn't understand.
I think that I said that's a possibility to give like Eric Clapton a backdoor, but I'm thinking more and more that Eric Clapton, I can see Van Morrison going, "Hey man, you want to play my song?" And him going, "Yes, I do, Mr. Van Morrison," recording a solo.
I'm sure I've said this before, but I always think Eric Clapton's American, and I'm always surprised when he's not.
Yeah.
Every time.
You always say that.
Every time.
I'm sure I do.
To his face, you've said it.
I will say it to his face.
I have somewhere this album that Van Morrison recorded to break a contract. He had to this record label. It's like it is just made up nonsense songs.
Wait, so he wanted them to fire him?
He owed
an
album to this label. Okay. And so he just recorded this.
It's a lot like what
fucking
we've been doing on the last 20 episodes of this podcast.
So we're just trying to fill the time.
Oh, the first 50 are great. I'll dig that
so
up.
So what did
I'll
he,
throw,
what did he make a
Instagram
song of just like boo boo ba boo ba?
I wonder if it can't be in here.
If you can find one, send me the link and I'll play it. But I mean, I told you I saw him on Letterman. He was just like blah blah blah, bling blong blong,
blah blah blah, just filling the time, doing what I have to do.
Doop doop doop. Now you're both on your phones and have left it up to me to continue.
Yeah, and
talking.
It's going bad. So what else is up?
I thought you said topics. We're still in the middle.
Tina Turner was one of them. The Instagram was one of them. What else could I tell you about? What else have I been up to? Actually, just about speaking of pilots, and it is a bit of reality recap.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a remix.
We do have a remix.
Oh, great.
We have a remix someone sent us. Let's see. This is Tom Tierney. I don't have my glasses, so I can't see. But this is I believe that's who it is. This is a reality recap remix. And so here we go. This is it. And I see that I need to turn it.
Make no mistake where you are.
All right, here we go.
Reality recap, yeah.
Oh my God. That was what I shut down everything.
And that was so weird. I love that.
All right, good.
So I was watching Married at First Sight, which, what's that?
Don't worry.
Van Morrison.
Continue with the story. You're watching Married at First Sight.
The complaint about Married at First Sight is that it's an 8-week process of the show, but it goes on for like a million episodes. Like it's really too long.
Okay.
But
and also they're not really married at first sight because they do see each other before they're pronounced married. So
they have seconds, they go, you are
now bride and groom, and as they're turning around.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, that would be really fucked
up. Or put a big piece of cardboard between them.
Well, one guy did have the girl come out. He put blindfolds on both of them. And then so she walked in the aisle without seeing him, which I was like,
and
you're
he was
annoying.
A horse?
He is a horse. And they,
yeah, blinders, not a blindfold.
Anyway, there's one guy who's a pilot. He's a pilot, and he flies small planes. And
smaller,
don't
better,
say that on
concerned.
The telephone.
Just two people in there. And he took the girl up in the flight.
Any
and then,
cargo? Can you bring an overnight
bag?
Well,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what.
Laptop?
I don't know how many different types of planes he flies. But in this episode, he took her for a flight.
Okay.
And I was just wondering what you guys thought of this. Because she was giggling and having a time of her life. And then she's like, can you do that zero gravity thing? And then he did it. And everything was floating around them. Which I didn't know was like a thing.
Right.
But I didn't like it. And I would not want to go in a plane like that. I don't want to go in a plane like that.
You don't want to go into Vomit Comet?
I really don't. And I feel like there's enough scary stories about helicopters and small planes, and I'm like, get me the fuck away.
I mean, there's a whole
them.
Song about helicopters.
Well, I know that one. But have you been in a plane with that's my, the smallest I've been in is like six people, and I really hated it. I had to get off
I've been in a two-seater. My grandfather and father were pilots, helicopter pilots, so they both took me up in them. I didn't like it because I had a very queasy, sick stomach, things like that would make me, motion sickness make me vomit. So I was always scared to death.
I probably would throw up too, yeah.
My dad was telling me a story about either my mom or someone else that he was dating or something when he went from Florida to Jamaica, and he flew them from Florida to
Atlanta, LA.
I was going to go Florida, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take her to Barbuda.
Barbuda.
But he said everything was fine when they left. They took off because you could turn around and see Florida, like, oh, wow, Florida's getting smaller.
Oh, there it is.
Until suddenly you can't see anything other than water everywhere.
Yeah, no,
and
no,
then
no, no.
The woman started to freak out.
I think I would panic.
And they'd be like, no, it's, and like, how do you know where you're going? Like, if you're not aiming at something. And my dad was trying to say, well, it's these instruments right here. They tell you where you're going.
Well, and then the woman said, she goes, is there like an autopilot thing? And he's like, nope, just me. And she's like, so if you pass out, we're screwed. And he was like, ha, ha, ha. And I was like, actually, that's the scariest realization you could possibly have.
Yeah. So why is he like doing zero gravity? Though? Well, from zero gravity bullshit.
I don't know. I guess
he conks his head?
Just thinks it looks cool.
On a wrench?
The official report listed the cause of death as zero gravity bullshit.
But I've probably mentioned this to you before. I've been following this Mormon mommy blogger for like the last 20 years. actually, I've been following for 15, maybe, no, at least 10 years. Okay. It's getting shorter and shorter, but the kids have grown up.
I just started last week.
It's shocking. But they were this perfect family. This like sort of, her blog was popular because
family is perfect,
because,
Lauren.
But the blog was popular because they took like pretty pictures of their pretty family. And then they went on a small plane and they crashed. It was just the parents and the pilot, and the pilot died, and they were burned heavily, and the man was burned like 20% of his body, and the woman was
Full House, right?
The woman was burned over 80% of her body, and she spent the last 10 years like recovering and like adapting to this new life. And it is so shocking to me to read about it. It was like horrible. She was in a coma for a long time, and there was just what? Yeah. Oh, it's just a squirrel.
That happened. That happened to my friend KB.
They were in a plane
squirrel
crash.
Part or?
No. Oh. Yeah, plane crash.
Oh my god! This is so scary.
Yeah, KB was.
Are you joking? Is it going to be something stupid? Ugh, god damn it.
My good friend KB.
Like, what does it say? Oh no, you're horrible.
I don't get it. I still don't get it.
Oh no.
I'm still
behind.
It's not worth it.
It's not. It's,
come on.
It's horrible.
Nothing. Anyway, but
Kobe Bryant. That's like, well, that's,
who would you call KB?
I didn't know
like
what
KB's toys.
Why? Well, I just thought you
he's
had
a big giraffe.
I believed you could have a friend, but
that's Joffrey.
I should have known you were kidding. But I just, that story too, like that has scared me away from ever getting in the helicopter.
My dad swears it's safe if you. Well, that's what they say about JFK Jr. is that he
who?
I'm sorry.
Joby Fryant.
And that's another crazy story.
Our future president.
That story is so scary.
Vincent Fusco?
Well, no.
Didn't they go missing?
No. See, he got caught up in a storm. And in a storm, you're supposed to do what my dad was saying, which is just literally fly by checking the instruments. Because they tell you everything you need to know. You don't need to see anything, right?
Okay.
So, but they rolled the window down.
Yeah.
And they stuck their head out.
And they were like, test directions of a passing 747.
Hey!
And no, but they that's what happens. They get disoriented. They don't check the instruments. They think they do it all by sight, and then they end up upside down. And,
oh no.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember we were going to go, some of us were going to go in a helicopter in Hawaii. I wasn't going to go.
I wasn't going to go. Well,
I was too scared anyways, but then they got canceled because
it
was.
Who was remaining? Three of us and Kulop?
No, I think it was going to be Jess and Tim that were going to go.
And
no,
John?
Who remained home? Who remained
everybody
back.
But
everybody
Jess,
but
Tim,
them
and
two.
And
or
John.
Four.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Who's the core four?
The core four is you, me, Paul, and Kulop.
Yeah.
Because everyone else went swimming with manta rays.
Yeah. Well, that's what
I did
was,
not want to do either.
None of us wanted to do it, but I thought it was funny labeling us as the core four.
Yeah, it happened really fast, too. We were having dinner.
The second they all went off to do something, I was like, oh, the core four is here.
Like saying that we were the most important.
We were the real. Yes. It's like everyone else is sort of extraneous. We're the real group.
Meanwhile, they're going off having like an actual adventure in Hawaii. Yeah. And we're going to have dinner.
They're communing with wild sea creatures. Yeah.
And having like an amazing experience where they're like luminescent fish or whatever the fuck. I did not want to do that. I don't like that.
That's a final frontier for me. I can't handle that. Like sea life is very, it's kind of gives me a very scared feeling.
I used to like to do it. I would scuba dive in like if I ever, when I went to Hawaii for my brother's wedding, I would scuba dive and I loved it. And it was like, you'd find all these places where there'd be so many fish and it didn't feel unsafe. Although I will say at my brother's wedding, the last day it was really rocky and I went out scuba diving and it got a little dangerous. But then I took Kulop. I was like, scuba diving, so fun. Kulop, let's go scuba diving.
Scuba diving, like when you have a tank on and you're like,
snorkeling. Snorkeling.
Oh my
I didn't mean
God.
Self-contained underwater breathing
no,
apparatus.
No, it's so different because I'm really afraid
Although
of scuba diving. I would try snorkeling.
I did train to scuba dive, but...
Okay, now your story changes.
We had to do that in my pool at school.
That's where I did it.
School pool?
Yeah. Oh my God, really?
Yeah, that's where I took scuba diving.
I found it terrifying. I don't like that.
I have ear problems, so when I got too deep, it put my ass to sleep, and it also like fucked with my ears. So I was like, I never got certified because I didn't like going down 12.
Gabriel
recently
got
feet.
Certified.
Oh, great!
A couple of years ago, maybe.
So you can teach you.
Yeah, but I took Kulop out snorkeling. I was like, snorkeling's so fun. Let's do it. We went to Catalina on our 1 year anniversary, and
I don't like Catalina, by the way. Not to complain about everything. Yeah. I feel like I'm saying no to everything, but I Catalina is not exciting.
It's not fun. Yeah, but I was like, let's make this fun. Let's go out snorkeling.
Yeah,
and we took a boat and we went out in the middle of the water is dirty. There is no fish.
This is nasty.
There's no, and the guy in the boat was like, well, there's a lot of interesting kelp you can look at.
Kelp?
No,
that's
get the
like
fuck
kelp.
Out of here.
Yeah, seaweed. Fuck that. And then Kulop can't really swim anyway. And I was saying like, no, it's fun.
That's horrible.
Because I was always doing it in Hawaii where
it's
it was like
a disaster.
Where it was like maybe 6 feet deep.
Yeah,
or
and it's like you
deep.
See beautiful underwater creatures and it's bright blue water. Yeah. And
instead it was dark, dirty water with kelp and it
that
was like 50 feet deep or whatever. And
no, I would hate that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I was performing in Houston one time, most miserable week of my life.
Did not have a problem.
You were doing stand up?
Yes, I was. And I went with my friend Lisa Delarios, hilarious comedian.
Has Scott ever seen a squirrel? He's pointing at every squirrel.
No, there's one like right above Paul and it's coming down towards him.
Come on, I love you guys. I've been making friends with the squirrels in my neighborhood.
I know,
I have a little
you
picnic
actually
bench.
Posted something that I didn't get, but I wanted to understand. I found it funny even though I didn't get it.
I want to understand this.
It was a picture of a squirrel and it said something that
when
I can't remember.
When the filbert hits?
Yeah, what's that?
Filberts are hazelnuts. And so that's what I feed them.
That's
and it's
funny.
Like the meme of when the
whatever the edible
well,
hits.
Yeah,
whatever.
I didn't know what a filbert was, but I found the word funny enough that it
I could not believe I captured this, but because I have a little nature cam that I put out there. It's motion activated. And it's the video. One of the videos started with this squirrel with his eyes closed, which I've never seen before. He's holding
he loves it so much.
He's holding a hazelnut and he looks like he is ecstatic.
Oh,
like
that's so
this
nice.
Is the best.
Oh my God. Look what I found.
That's cute.
Wait. Oh, so
You're
I was at
Houston.
The Houston Aquarium and they had a little tank where you could put your hand in and you could pet this little ray.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I couldn't make myself do it.
Who needs it? Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
I was
but
so...
But you were like, it's for children. I should be able to put my hand in
yes,
there.
Yes, and I was so disappointed with myself that I couldn't make myself do it.
What if it bites you?
Could be kind of a cool story.
I don't even know if that's what I was afraid of.
Do they even bite?
What if you didn't like its texture?
You know, this is what I was just talking to my friend about.
You
she
like
has,
Janie's texture. You like
I love her texture. Yeah.
She has that,
it was in her vows.
That
I love your texture.
that thing where you hate three holes. You hate when
yeah,
things
the
have holes.
Yeah, the tryptophobia, I think.
Yes, so my friend has this, and I was like, really?
Wait,
She has three holes, or she has tryptophobia?
Coincidentally, both. I've never heard of this
She has
before.
Three holes, but she's terrified
I feel
of
like
them.
I've talked about this on a different show.
It's a what do you call it? Not a disorder. It's
a phobia?
Just, it's a, yeah,
no,
it's
just something
it's a phobia.
Like, you know how there were certain phones that
the
came out that
had
three different...
I have it.
Yeah.
Some people really flipped out about this because it was like... Ah!
You're activating my tryptophobia.
So it's basically like people feel weirded out by things
seeing
that have...
three holes in the ground
like
next
a bowling
to each other.
Ball.
But yeah. She also said it's like certain textures will make her feel like right. crazy. Like if there's like a bumpy lizard or like, you know, right, like just yeah. things like that. She's like... And I was like, what does it feel like? You're scared? And she was like, no, I just like... really I feel really grossed out, like I really hate yeah. it.
Like,
well, I mean,
revulsion.
We feel yeah. like that about nails on the chalkboard, so it's not that
two
strange
bits.
It's just interesting to look at something and be have like such a visceral reaction.
I'm doing it right now.
Well, Mom, I barf every time I see you.
Lauren,
I'm looking right at Lauren.
Just in case that wasn't clear. But anyway, I just thought it was really interesting because I never knew anyone to have
imagine
it,
not
but
getting
I've heard
that.
About it. And actually, the Mormon mommy blogger I follow has it as well.
She's got a bad life.
I think
Mormon
her life,
got a
first
bad
of all.
I think her life is pretty.
Oh, it's
cool.
good. Oh, wait, she wasn't in the plane crash.
She was in the plane crash, but she's made a great life.
Yeah. Well, so did Travis Barker.
He was in a plane crash.
He was in that terrible one.
The Blink 182 guy.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Wasn't that kind of recently?
No, but it was bad.
It feels recent, but it was actually
was
a while ago.
Was he heavily injured?
And a DJ was killed in that crash, right?
No, look it up.
Is he the DJ?
I'm
the rapper.
I'm the rapper. No, I know you're the rapper. All right, we have to take a break.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back, and guess what, Threedoms?
What's that?
I have a surprise for us.
Oh,
what is
well,
it?
It's not a surprise for me.
What if you were shocked by what you said?
Oh
next?
My God! What did I just do?
I wanted it to be a surprise for all of us. I went to a hypnotherapist.
What is it?
I held myself
a trigger
card.
Oh M&M
my
flavor.
God! What is that?
Oh yeah.
This is orange vanilla cream.
Oh, I really wanted to try this when someone
I
sent it to
us. I know it's
going to
be sick
because this was a flavor that I loved as a kid.
Love this
I loved
kind of
creamsicles.
Flavor, yeah.
Cream, with chocolate.
Orange.
I don't know. It doesn't look like it. It's
I
white chocolate.
I don't know.
It's
they're white
chocolate,
chocolate candies. Yes.
So I'm
going to
pass. I'm going
to okay.
hold out your little hands.
Okay. Careful with your headphones.
Oh, yeah. Paul is was still tethered to his headphones and didn't realize that he was. He is now
oh,
going
they look
to
like
pour
Tic Tacs. They're all orange
some
and white.
M&Ms into my open palm.
Okay, so you either get orange or you get white. There's no other colors.
There are no other colors.
They are about
no
the size of a peanut butter M&M.
They're maybe even a little bigger. They look a little dusty.
They feel like something that would be in your grandma's candy bucket. All right, are we going to eat them?
Mmm.
Oh, don't eat them.
What? You just want to look at them? That's good.
I don't know about this. Tastes like lipstick.
No, that's...
I think it's good.
I think it's good.
I think it delivers on what it says it is.
I need to erase the idea that an M&M is coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not an M&M.
No, it doesn't have, like...
Not an M&M.
I don't think I can eat more than two. I'm going to go for my second.
Mm-hmm. These are good. I like it. These are maybe one of my favorites of the off-brand, non-peanut butter taste.
Bite it in half and see what it looks like.
Okay.
I dare you.
Just white chocolate. Yeah.
Oh, the whole thing is white.
Yeah.
Unless it's orange. It's orange on the outside.
Ah.
Fun. They found a way to make it fun.
These is good. Thank you, M&M's.
Thanks, Paul.
We can't say it enough. Thank you, M&M's.
When will M&M's and Crocs fucking sponsor us?
M&M's and Crocs, they go together. Crocs and M&M's, they're like hot oil and vinegar and salt and pepper in the pool.
You literally could put M&M's in your croc holes.
You literally could and should.
This is too many.
You should go fuck yourself and put M&M's in your croc holes.
M&M's might not sponsor us, first of all, because of that. Secondly,
okay. I'm fine with that.
We did review several of their products and call them disgusting.
Yeah, but that's fair. They know
that. We'll do the same to Crocs.
They know what they're doing.
They know they're disgusting. Wait, some of this flavor is really making me think of something, but I don't know what.
Maybe like a creamsicle or orange and vanilla.
I mean, I know what
so
it
orange
is.
Orange soda?
It's like the texture is reminding me of an old candy.
Oh, yeah. It's a little chewy.
It has it has nothing to do with an M&M.
Like taffy.
Nothing to do with it.
This is where I'm just, it's a fruit candy.
Like Laffy Taffy.
In a shell. I don't know.
Anyway, we'll never know. But those is good.
Well, I thought that was interesting. And I have seen people tag us in some other weird ass flavors. Like
yes.
Key lime
like
pie.
Like ass flavors.
Ass pie.
We understand that everyone's eating ass these days. We've come out with an M&M ass flavor.
For these millennials who love to eat ass.
I don't think you know what eating ass actually is.
Enjoy ass M&Ms.
All right, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just pondering the M.
Which M? Mars or Murray?
Murray?
Yeah.
Is that the other one?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Wait, isn't it M&M Mars?
Mars, they're two different companies, I believe. We could look this up, but...
I don't know.
Mars and Murray's, I believe, is what the abbreviations are.
Do we want to play some of the songs people sent us?
Yeah, man.
No? All right, okay. Here is... someone sent us a drum remix of our Threedom theme. This is a guy named
Threemdom.
Patrick. And... Here he goes.
Here he
with
goes.
What I like to call.
This is like worthy of Dick Clark's American Bandstand.
And he's taking off now
a
with
guy.
His number one hit, Threedom Remix.
You know that. Named Patrick, and here he goes.
Casey Kasem wouldn't say, I want your sex when that
when
came out.
When you guys were fucking?
Oh, well, Scott.
Just
thanks
say
for
it.
Fucking me.
What would he say?
He would say that was George Michael with your number two or something like that. He would never say the title.
He was also on Saved by the Bell, and yet another
was
sign of
really?
How fucking weird it was that they had all these outdated shit on the show.
Well, Casey Kasem.
He was like, I'm here to do the top countdown on the radio play.
And all the all these children are excited to see Casey
Kasem. Yeah, they were at their 50s diner excited that he was there. I'm like, can I just see the writer's room, please?
Thanks for fucking me.
Literally, they never did anything cool on that show.
All right, here we go. This is Patrick Crossan.
Oh, freedom!
I like it.
Freedom!
This guy's a good drummer.
Freedom!
Oh my God, yesterday. This makes me think of it. Yesterday. Oh, sorry. Yesterday, there's some guy in my neighborhood. The sound is carrying so well. It was as if he was practicing his band.
Was it the
practice.
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It was
like
certainly,
my neighbor?
It certainly was not. And he was practicing his song. And then Mike started like making fun of him. And I was like, shh, what if he could hear you? And he's like, he can't hear us. We're hearing him sing his whole song. Like if he could hear us, but then how do we hear him? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't understand how the noise is carrying, but he sounded like he was auditioning to be in Guster.
in Guster.
It was just really
It's usually
rough.
The way it works is like something that's louder than another thing is more audible.
Okay. But I still felt like
that's usually the way it works.
I still felt like I could hear him so clearly that if we were also yelling back, making fun of him, he could hear us.
Probably, unless he was currently making noise.
Well, I thought it had just stopped, and then he actually was, in fact, continuing. But I was like, the balls you have to have your windows open practicing this song. And then at one point he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. And
oh,
then
no, boo.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, no, you're alone. You don't need to count.
That was me. I think about my neighbors, what they must hear from me all the time, because I am a big... cursor when I'm frustrated by something.
Wow, I would love to live next door.
I was in a hotel room next to you once when you were cursing a lot.
There you go.
And I was in one next to you once when you were saying someone else.
Oh, huh? Shit, you're praying really loud.
You're like,
oh, my Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm a silent prayer.
No, please save the poor. But I,
and so you're like, fuck.
I would be like, God damn it. And then later I'll think, they probably heard that.
Oh my
they
God, like, just what kind of random thing curses from is me. Making you do that? Like, are the stakes really low? It,
always.
Like, you're like, I dropped my cup.
No, no. A little.
It's athletic supporter. And someone need you in the balls.
That's right. And then I won $10,000 on television.
Yeah, of course.
It's always like trying to put something together. It's trying to do something involving my laptop, converting something,
with me,
whatever.
It's dropping something.
And then does
you know what my reaction when I drop something is always, I've trained myself to do this. I say, good.
Nice.
Good. I didn't want that.
And
I'm
glad
when
that
you're
happened.
When you're like really frustrated, like let's say you're putting something together and you're really frustrated, what does Janie do? Does she try to like help you? Because I feel like I had this recently with Mike where he was putting together
a table. She's usually cooking, right?
Yeah, she's cooking or taking her shoes off.
But he was getting frustrated and I was going,
getting pregnant.
What if we try this? What if we try that? And he's like, can you just leave? Like
yeah.
But I'm like,
me.
Oh.
Can you just leave me?
Forever.
It depends on what it is. She will. If it involves, let's say it involves like being locked out of some fucking seldom used website or something.
Right.
She loves getting
like
into that
stuff.
You're
trying to access your cryptocurrency.
Yes. I'm like, I need my Dogecoin.
You only have 3 password tries left.
God damn it.
God fuck. She loves doing that kind of stuff. But if it's like, if it's building a thing or if it's something like I'm doing on my own in my office, she knows now not to try to help.
Yeah.
Or not to ever say like, you okay, honey?
Yes, exactly.
Because you're fine. You're just like.
Yeah.
I said, if I am, she's like, because it used to be, she's like, I thought you were hurt or something. And I was like, I will make an entirely different noise. If I'm hurt, that'll be.
I will whine like a little
but
baby.
But I feel like
you
I was
absolutely
like,
know if I'm hurt.
I was like, why don't we just do this later? You know, like, because he was like tired. I'm like, let's do this later. It doesn't matter. And he's like, I want to fuck, you know, it's like he wants to finish it.
Yes.
And it was like, it's just like this annoying little thing. And I'm being more annoying when I think I'm really de-escalating. Like,
no.
I'm like, yeah.
Sometimes de-escalating is escalating.
Yeah. I'm learning
that. Isn't
that
funny? Like in the Vietnam War that your father probably knew.
Sure. Of course. One pill makes you creepy.
One makes you hungry for M's.
M's.
I think I probably say, God damn it. Or Jesus. No, I probably say Jesus fucking Christ. Like I say that a lot, probably.
What does Kulap do? Because Kulap is very expressive.
When she's upset?
Do you try to help her with things, with these types of situations we're discussing?
If she's ever yelling, she probably does need help. Mm. Like, she's not a real...
Yeah.
Like, type of person when things are...
I felt so proud of myself the other day.
Just a wordless
scream. I stubbed my toes so hard. Like, I opened the door on my toe. It hurt so bad.
Fuck.
But... Mike was asleep, right where I opened the door.
Yeah.
And then I went like, I just went like, I just like had like a silent like reaction.
Silent but deadly.
And then later I was like, just so you know, I really could have screamed. And I didn't.
You woke him up though.
And now you're going to pay for it.
I really hurt myself.
Hey.
Oh my God.
I used to stub my toes when I was a kid all the time.
I still do
like,
it all the time.
Bad where I would like shred skin.
Ow.
Oh.
I feel like I'm a big, tall awkward weirdo walking around in
nailed it
spaces. The end. I just wanted to say that.
But you still stub your toes a lot?
I'm always, well,
stubbing a toe, by the way, has a very specific connotation to me, which is it involves blood. Like, it's not just,
oh my
like,
God, no.
I hit my toe on something.
Oh, no. My thing is I will, like, walk into the bed corner and it hurts so bad. Or I just don't have I don't have a sense of how wide my body is. So I'll just hit my shoulder in a door frame, like,
yeah,
a lot.
I feel like I'm not fitting into the space a lot. So I'm always hitting my knees on stuff and hitting my toes. And, yeah, so it's
I have a desk now that it's a little compact desk.
It's a tiny desk.
It's called a captain's desk.
Oh.
Wasn't that just perfect?
Yeah. And, but.
Is that the rank that you wish you had in life? Like, if they gave out ranks.
I'd be happy with captain.
If they gave out ranks for just what type of person you were.
Yeah.
Captain is good.
Oh, my God. That seems.
I'd be,
you don't
I'd
want
be fine
admiral.
With that. No. Don't need
okay.
it.
Okay. Great.
Don't need it.
What else is
be?
There?
Lieutenant?
You'd be a lieutenant. Maybe a commodore.
Poop deck swabber.
Oh, she got you.
Damn.
She nautically got you. Lauren, what would you be?
I don't know what all the things
Ensign.
Are.
Ensign.
What's that?
I don't know.
What's like someone who's hanging out?
Ensign.
Swabby.
Crusher was an ensign.
He was an ensign. It was weird to me in Star Trek when they started making the movies, and then because they... You know, the show was started in the 60s. So then after a while, they're like, this guy would get promoted.
Yeah, at some point.
So
they
he's Admiral Kirk. And yeah. It always just sounded weird. And then I think he went back to captain.
We got knocked down, right?
Yeah.
They ripped off some of his stars off of his uniform.
Yeah, and they threw them into space.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still floating out there. That must be humiliating.
It's the North Star.
Oh, and that's how we got Jesus.
Yes.
Because it's all takes place in the past, actually.
Yeah. Lauren,
stay with us.
Come
stay
on.
With us.
You don't care. We
I
know.
I just started thinking about something.
What? What'd you start thinking about?
A text I have to respond to.
Which one? Can we respond to it? Will you just give us your phone? We'll respond to it.
I started thinking about a text I have to respond to.
I just was thinking, how am I going to respond to that?
Can you respond to it right now with whatever we say and then follow it up with, oh, that was Scott and Paul?
You know, that just wouldn't really do it for me.
Come on,
That's a no from me, dog.
That's not going to happen.
What about any other text? Will you just let us text anyone randomly from your phone?
Oh, my God,
come on.
No.
Come on, please.
How many people in your phone would you actually want to send a text to right now? Like, I would say probably 20%.
Non-booking comedy show related?
Yeah. You have four people.
Not you. Maybe you.
Ooh.
Wow. But I mean, like, if I took your phone and just, like, scrolled and hit something, like, what are the odds it would be someone you wouldn't want me to text?
Well, you know, I've had now an iPhone 4. Let's see, I got engaged.
You have an iPhone 4?
No.
That's embarrassing. I thought you were rich.
I think they came out with iPhones in 2007. I remember getting one when I had...
Yeah, that makes sense.
I had one in Canada when Kulop and I got engaged in 2007, and everyone in Canada was like, what is that? Because they didn't have them up there yet.
Yeah.
So I've had it since 2007, and it's just collected every person who emails me or number
you
or whatever.
You don't delete? Oh.
I hardly ever go back and, like, prune them, so yeah.
I'd like to go through and get rid of people.
Yeah, I do
on
that
my
sometimes.
Phone?
Yeah, so I'd do it on
I'd
your phone.
I'd love to do that for you.
I like to go through on mine, and I kind of just go, like, haven't talked to this person in 5 years.
Yeah.
You just
here's
go,
a dentist
hey,
I don't go to
hey, if they reach
anymore.
Out to me and I don't know whose number it is, that's
I know that
totally
dentist.
Fair.
I used to go to him.
The butcher of Larchmont.
My dentist, I've recommended to so many people and they would send me $5 to Starbucks every time I recommended someone and they stopped doing it.
Our dentist that we used to have
yeah.
was also recommended to me by a friend of ours named Bob. And
not Odenkirk.
Okay, it was. But,
all right.
But what was funny was because it was a recommendation, I think this dentist knew, like had something in the computer system of who knew who or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
who's Zooming who.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they need to know that.
To sound friendly, he was like, so how's Robert? Because that was his legal name or whatever.
Oh,
and I was like, okay,
God.
You don't actually know him.
That is so weird. My dentist's daughter works with him. She's also a dentist.
DDDS?
Yeah. Daughter's dentist, doctor's surgeon.
doctor.
Anyway, he wasn't available last time I went, and she was my dentist, and she's like my age, and it was so fun. I was like, this is awesome.
Having your mouth worked on by someone your age?
Having a dentist who's like my age. Like, we had like a funny conversation. I had a great time, and I also
Reality recap?
We could have done that. We could have done that. And then I also liked that She made a joke making fun of how many people I've referred and how, like, I might as well work there. And then I just was like, this is so cool that you're a dentist. In my mind, I'm
like, stink of death like your father.
I just Oh my God. I just thought it was cool to be like a person with a job, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, I was like, how it's so cool to be a dentist. Like, you know everything about that. It's
Do you have a fantasy of going back to work? I mean, I know you were only a babysitter and a movie star, but I sometimes
Paul was gonna say something about the dentist.
Oh well, the current our current dentist we love. And there's this one guy that Janie always gets, and I never get
Janie
this guy.
Always gets.
And he would always confuse me for a friend of ours who goes to the same dentist. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Paul G. Tompkins?
Like, I don't think we look anything alike.
Paul G. Amati.
But I think he had a mustache maybe for like a week or something. And so in this guy's mind... In Jose's mind, it's like they're the same dude.
Mustache equals.
So he'll ask me about our my friend's wife. How's Lisa doing?
I used to go to this.
What if you really knew?
I used to go to this place to get my hair cut. And I, one thing I hate, like I love the person who cuts my hair right now, but.
Love?
I'm in love with her.
Oh, Scott, this is serious.
Sorry. But no, I used to go to just a random barbershop near my house. And one thing I can't stand is when they talk a lot and like rest and put down the scissors to talk.
I think we have discussed
this. We have talked about this.
Yeah.
It became very real to me in my mind.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I don't like when, I also don't like when a dentist really wants to fucking get into it. The dental hygienist last time I was getting my teeth cleaned was telling me about her fucking period.
Whoa.
I mean, no.
Like, what about it?
Like, it's happening right now. Or?
What was she saying about it? I was honestly just going like,
she loves it.
Like, she was like cleaning my teeth.
Still getting them.
And she was like,
was she cleaning your teeth with a tampon string?
Yeah, and it really hurt because it ripped my teeth apart. She was just talking about her getting her period and like how her period kind of stopped for a while, then it was back. Just things that I was like, you know, if we were friends, I guess I could see us having this conversation. I just don't understand how we got here, and I have no response. And I also just simply don't want to know.
When we were, Kulap and I were on the phone with our IVF doctor recently.
She was like, oh, I got my period.
No, she was.
International videos that are funny?
Yeah, of course. We won $10,000. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Oh, you still get paid in dollars.
Yeah,
that's great.
Of course. Yeah, well, but, you know, we were going through a problem, which I won't go into, and saying, like, well, these are the symptoms, what's going on? And the person was treating it very seriously and saying, like, well, you know, this could be the cause. And then she said, you know, you probably just want to wait until her menses.
Wow.
I burst out laughing. It was a serious situation. I burst out laughing, and Kulap was like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, she's calling it menses. She's a medical professional.
Yeah, it does feel like
you don't have
really
to cute it up
for
her.
I mean, it's very technical. I admire her menses.
Well, you know, that is one of those things when you're talking to a doctor and I'm like, should I say poop or should I say yes. My bowel movements are X, Y, Z? Like, or just like, yeah. My poop is stinky.
That happened to me.
I have a problem with my pee-pee.
Or like, my tits hurt.
No, that happened to me. And I think I said something and it alarmed the nurse. And then she rephrased it as crotch or something. She's when she like told the doctor exactly what it was.
He's got a problem in his junk.
his old,
I think I said,
that,
I didn't
whistles.
Say any crude word. I just said like, I was trying to describe exactly what was happening.
My ding dong is bent.
In a good way.
My schlong.
In a pleasurable.
I'm just bragging.
My schlong aches.
with desire for you, baby.
Disgusting.
All right, we have to take a break.
Oh my God.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
All right, we're back, and it's time for a threecher.
I'll say it is, Scott. This is called Cafe, and this is submitted by...
I thought it was Cafe.
No.
They didn't put the accent mark above the
There's
E.
There's no accent. Goo!
Cafe.
This is called Cafe.
Cafe-by.
KB.
This was my good friend Cafe-by.
This is submitted by Tanya Chen, and here's how it goes. Players A and B... are celebrities on a date. Player C is the waiter. A and C know who celebrity B is, and B and C know who celebrity A is, and it's up for everyone to give clues to who they are on a date with. When it seems like the celebrities know who they are, they sign their names on their checks.
So basically, we'll play it the first time where Paul and I are on a date. Lauren is the waiter. I will text... Mm-hmm. Lauren, who Paul is, and then Lauren, you can text Paul who I am.
Okay.
Does that sound about right?
And it should be like a famous person?
Yeah, right? Otherwise, why are we playing?
Okay.
So
it could be a famous person or someone you went to school with.
That we don't know.
But I mean, a fictional character? Or
no, like it could be a fictional character, yes. But they're famous. I consider them to be famous. But okay. It doesn't have to be a person. Doesn't have to be humanoid.
Can I say, though, that if we expand it too much, it might take too long?
Okay, so it should
so
be
if it's just a living celebrity.
Okay,
real
let's try it that
living
way first.
Keyword.
Living, and it's got to be living.
Okay. Got to be living, yeah.
Okay.
Got to be living.
So now I'm thinking of people who are only dead. Okay,
well, don't
you.
Do that.
Okay, I just texted Paul with who Scott is.
Okay, I'm texting you, Lauren, who Paul is. Do you have it?
Got it.
And so we all know certain things, and we will start right about now.
What a wonderful dinner this has been.
It really has been amazing, and our waiter, Ding Dong, is so...
What's up, players?
Ding Dong,
Ding
hi.
Dong. Ding Dong.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, Ding Dong.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about you.
Well, there's not much to know about me. Oh,
geez.
My God.
Sorry.
Wow.
That was chaotic.
Wow.
Well, there's not much to know about me. You know, I'm just a little street rat who got a job. Now, could I help you guys get a drink? What would you like?
Well, I think...
You probably...
I know...
You want something fiery, you know, maybe something with cranberry juice.
And I know you...
Oh, so
you,
fiery!
I know that you want a big glass of wine with ice in it, red wine with ice in it.
Oh, yes, please. Red wine with ice in it. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
That is exactly what you want.
Are you... can they turn up the air conditioning? I imagine you must be warm.
Well, sure.
Given how you're dressed.
Sure. I definitely have too many clothes on for this date, certainly, if you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I wouldn't ask you to change a thing. I just want to make sure you're comfortable.
I'm comfortable usually wearing this amount of clothes.
Okay. All right.
Although it's looks seasonally inappropriate. Is that what you think?
You're just covered up. But congratulations to you on your new baby.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I love having a baby, and I love that it's new.
Mm-hmm.
I love being on a date with someone who just had a baby.
It's my first night getting away.
Well, it is interesting for both of you to be on this date, just considering the age difference.
Well, sure.
Of course, a lot of people are going to look at us and say there's an age difference.
I appear to be an older gentleman who likes to wear a lot of clothes and drink red wine.
Sometimes
I wouldn't say you appear to be an older gentleman.
I could see why
people
would think that.
I'm an older woman,
yeah,
I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah.
I'm an older woman, it seems to be. who has a lot of clothes and likes to drink red wine with ice cubes to cool myself down.
And look, I'm young and I just had a baby, meaning I am a proud mommy.
But you are also a proud mommy. You have your kids. I mean, they're adopted and you, I'm sure they're out of the house, but
sure.
That's actually something I didn't know about.
You can bond on that.
Interesting. Yeah, well, I just never brought it up on this date, I guess, our first date.
Now, because a lot of tabloid stuff gets misreported. Are you under the impression that I had the baby or that I adopted a baby?
You had a baby partner who,
is that a picture, I hope. Yeah.
No, he's in the picture.
Well, we're on a date, so I hope he's
out of the picture. They got married. So I do think that they must have an open situation.
We have an open situation, of course.
Date.
Yes. Yeah. Once the baby came, we were like,
I loved your car is so, it's that sports car you drove up in. It's like the color of it is, it matches your hair. It's so interesting.
Interesting? What do you mean by interesting?
Well, it's just, you know, I don't know whether you color coordinated it or just you have a very sporty sports car that happens to be the color.
Are
you natural?
I mean, but be honest. Does it look natural?
It does.
Yeah.
Then yes, it is.
Wonderful.
I think.
Wonderful.
You know, I should be getting your drinks. I'll go get those and get right back to you.
Yeah, something fiery, the color of her hair. Mm-hmm. And I'll take that wine with the ice cubes,
absolutely,
which is not helping me at all, by the way.
Well, yes. You drank that on Ellen.
So shut up.
Okay.
Everyone, because
you also have your own wine line. This is why.
Of course I do.
Label, you know,
of course I do. And I put ice cubes in it like a weirdo.
Yeah.
Some weirdos do that. I've seen it happen.
Oh, sure. No, with white wine, certainly.
I mean,
but red.
Look,
I've seen it with red.
Okay, here's your wine.
No, but
here's
they're
your fiery beverage. I did leave.
Oh, you did.
And I just wanted to say,
ooh, cranberry juice, the color of my hair.
I hope at some point you'll be willing to denounce that person that you worked with.
Look, Woody Allen is a terrible person.
You are doing it.
I'm doing what?
You're denouncing him.
I'm denouncing him. He's a terrible person.
Finally.
I mean, look, is he good in bed? Yes, of course. Look at him. But does
you
that excuse...
You slept with him?
Oh, wait a minute.
Because I didn't know that.
Oh, well, yeah,
you didn't
of course
know that?
I did. Oh, yeah.
I
no,
guess
but,
maybe I did.
But my husband...
On some level, you knew it.
My husband, Colin...
You don't have a husband.
I don't have a husband. What I meant to say is...
you adopted your children by yourself when you were 50.
Yeah. Wait, I am who I was. No?
Well, who do you think you are?
Mia Farrow?
No.
Well, then, I don't know. Diane Keaton?
Yes.
Well, of course she slept with it. Of course I slept with Woody Allen.
Okay, I don't...
Now,
that threw me off.
I haven't.
Well, I don't remember that.
I haven't slept with Woody Allen, but...
No, but you have worked with him.
Yeah, you've worked with him.
Yes, I love working with him.
Yeah.
Even I know the stories.
Yeah.
And so, do you know who you are?
You have a real Flintstones name about you.
Do I really?
You really do. You know, all those names that would sound good if you were a character on the Flintstones or if you were not a character on the Flintstones. You have a real Flintstones type name. Anyway.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, it is what it is, as they
say.
But,
you know, do you think people make fun of you for your voice?
I thought it was beautiful in that one movie where you sang. It was gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. I like singing. I have red hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Ever since I've seen you as a young actress.
I'm famous for it.
Sure. I mean, I wouldn't say you're more famous for your acting, your Academy Award.
Nobody gets famous just because of hair.
About the town we're in.
I don't know.
Yes.
I think Lucille Ball got famous just because of her hair.
Look.
Even though it was black and white.
Just the hair?
Yep.
Well, I like that because she's a big inspiration to me. Emma Stone.
Yeah.
That's right. I thought that we might be the same person for a minute.
Oh, that's funny. I wish that had happened. That'd be a good trick.
That would be a good trick.
Okay.
The greatest trick the devil ever played.
My turn to be on the date.
Yes. And what do you want me to be? Waiter?
Yeah, we'll just rotate that way.
Then who do I text?
You text Lauren and I'll text you.
So wait, what's he telling me?
Who... Oh, no. You text me.
I text you who Lauren is?
Yeah.
Scott texts me who
Lauren,
Paul is.
You text me who...
Oh, no, I tell
no, no,
you
no,
who
no,
Paul?
No, 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 no. Sorry. You text me
this is the part
who
I was
Paul
afraid
is.
Of.
I text you who Lauren is.
Okay.
Okay, so Paul, I'm texting you who Lauren
is. So I don't text anyone.
So I'm saying Paul is so-and-so.
Yes, exactly. You don't text anyone, Paul. You just relax, take a breather.
I can't wait to read this text.
Oh, man. It's going to be so fucking crazy when I text.
It's going to be like texting
one
the
thing
city.
I have to say is I thought these people were supposed to be alive.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
All right. She gave me a real deady.
Who? What? Oh, just now?
Yeah, I forgot that rule.
Okay, so, but I cannot think of a single person who's alive.
What's wrong with you?
Who is alive these days? There aren't a lot of people who are alive.
I got you one.
Okay, here we go. Okay. I got it.
And this is who Lauren is.
That's who Lauren is. Okay. And I know who you are.
And who am I the waiter?
No, I'm the waiter. I know, but yeah, okay. I'm the rapper. All right, here we go. And scene.
Thank you so much for this lovely dinner.
Hi, guys. So happy. Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Can I get you any an amuse-bouche
what
or an aperitif?
What do you think I would like?
Do you like appetizers? I bet you'd like something. I don't know, something a little offbeat.
Maybe like a. For a drink? Maybe a seltzer?
Am I sober?
Like, you might like a seltzer. You might like it in a bottle sprayed in your face.
Yeah, I mean, knowing your background.
Jerry Lewis.
No. Why did you say Jerry Lewis?
He's dead, too. I don't know.
He's dead.
I forgot he was dead.
But
Can I get you something? It's so interesting that you guys are out together. I don't know.
We're on a date.
We're on a date.
I mean, you both have you have an interest in comedy, so it's great. So wonderful.
That's what brought us
you
together,
You certainly
of
have
course.
An interest.
And you, I would dare say you have an interest.
I think you probably would want to drink, I don't know, something like a whiskey or a beer. I don't know.
You're just one of the guys. Yeah. So I would imagine maybe just a beer.
I'm just one of the guys. I love beer. And that's
okay. I'll get you a beer.
So I want a seltzer,
sprayed in your face. All right, I'll be right back.
I thought you would understand that was a joke because you're such a big comedy.
No,
person.
I did get it, but I want
to. All right, here's your beer, sir. And you.
Thank you.
That was good. So I'm a little hungry.
Yeah.
What's the recommended?
Well, what do you usually like to eat as a snack? Like, say, when you were in the writer's room, what would you?
Oh, well, we love
Can
peanuts.
I guess bagels and lox?
What am I, Larry David?
No. What?
Why are you saying these weird things?
I don't get that joke.
I don't either. We would have bagels and lox.
I mean, he's obviously very influenced by you. Is that?
He's very influenced by me.
Is that obvious?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And I'm alive.
Paying it forward. Yeah, definitely. But anyway.
You're alive.
So,
I can't believe you've lived such an amazing life.
An amazing life.
But I have.
Can I get you anything to eat, sir?
Yeah, I'm a man and I like, I'm just one of the boys.
Yeah.
I like,
don't tell me you don't know what you want to eat. What are you? Clueless? Jeez. All right. Let me surprise you guys. All right, bye.
Okay. So I'm a man as well.
Yes, we're both men, and that's obvious to us.
And I'm
clueless, but there's a movie named that.
I love that film.
Me too.
And hi, guys.
Hi.
I brought you basically, I said I would surprise you, and all I could think of is stacking graham crackers in a pile. I'm sorry.
For both of us.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
So that's all you could think of.
Well, I was like, oh, let me surprise
you're
these
not
guys.
The cook, the chef.
Well, I went back into the kitchen. That's all that was there. And it was like, okay. God, I feel so stupid.
I feel like this isn't a clue.
No, it's not.
It's not a clue.
That's what I.
Okay.
It's just a specific thing that he felt like
I'm
saying.
I'm just sorry.
Why don't you give me a clue about me?
Huh?
Well, I mean, there's so much to be said about you.
I mean, do I have white hair and I'm balding?
Yeah, of course you are.
Both.
Of course.
Yeah.
By the way, my name's Mel. I'm so sorry about the...
Yeah?
Blank.
No. He's very dead.
I can't think of the
I'm
guy.
So sorry about the recent Mel. Tragedy with your best friend. You know, you guys would get lunch here every day. And
yeah.
Now you're stuck with this guy over here.
It's not good.
I'm one of the boys. Clueless.
Mel...
Yeah.
What is my last name?
Why don't you have a think on it? I mean,
yeah,
when you get older,
it's
hard to remember things sometimes.
Yeah.
You don't know who you are.
I don't know. Well, I'm still young, so I'm figuring it out.
Mel.
By the way, can I spray?
What is my name?
Can I spray these graham crackers with a little bit of cologne? I'm just kidding.
Well, I get that, of course.
Yeah, of course you do.
Well, you know what?
Little Panther.
So now you think you'll do like This Is 50 or something? Kind of, yeah. Like now that it's been a while.
No, I think they should actually go younger, and it should be the next generation's Paul Rudd.
Of course.
There you go.
Of course.
Mel,
just one of the boys.
Mel. What is my last name? It's driving me nuts.
Well, can I say that your suit from those brothers looks amazing.
And you're just babbling.
From those brothers.
Those brothers who make the suits. Your suit looks amazing.
Stop babbling.
Yeah.
Stop babbling. Say your last name.
Yeah.
Babbling? River?
Oh, so close.
Brooks.
Yay!
I could not remember his name.
Obviously. Whoa.
What a nightmare.
That was great. Well, do we call it?
Was the graham crackers thing not a clue?
Okay. You know how unhelpful that was?
I knew it immediately. Like, that's not a clue. He's just doing him.
I think we should call it.
All right.
We shouldn't do one more round?
No, let's call it.
It's been a long episode.
It's an extra long episode. So we're going to say goodbye to you.
Twist and shake, baby. Twist and shake, baby.
Twist and shape?
Shake.
Do the twist. Do the shake.
Do the shake. Do the twist.
Baby. Good. Hey, hey, hey.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Remember to do the twist and shake.
Freedom USA on Instagram and Twitter. We'll be back next week.
Bye. And I do love you.
Do the shake, baby. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shake, baby. Do the twist. How long, baby? Can you do the twist? How long? Can you do the shake? Twist and shake. Twist and shake.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.